Welcome back, everybody. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to get to some of the less political issues of the day in just a few minutes. Really excited. I've got Jacob Vanderplas, who helps run the Door County Farm for Vets, joining me at the end of the half hour. I want to talk in detail with Jacob about what the Door County Farm for Vets is all about. We're going to talk about the Farmer Angel Network, what you can do to learn more about and support their efforts. So impressed with his organization and his family farm. But right now, I've been sharing with you what is deeply concerning to me, continuing a discussion that we've been having all week that I dove into in great detail on Tuesday about the complete separation from reality that the conservative wing on the Supreme Court is demonstrating on a daily basis. University of Minnesota law professor Alan Rosenstein has wrote about the concern that I have in detail in a he publishes on a blog called Lawfare, and he wrote about this just on Wednesday. And this is the question. Throughout history, government lawyers and government actors have generally been presumed to tell the truth, to operate in good faith. The Trump administration, its lawyers, and its leaders, including Donald Trump, are entitled to no presumption of truth-telling. And this is terrible for our legal system. They're entitled to no presumption of operating in good faith. And the reason that this is such an incredibly disastrous moment for us is not only are they lying and not operating in good faith, they could have had Mr. Garcia home. They screwed up. Why haven't they brought him home? We put Kristi Noem in the prison, got her back, no problem. El Salvador seems very happy to do Donald Trump's bidding. Like, put in the call. Hey, can you get this guy back to us? It's a five-hour plane ride. This should have been done and over before the end of March. Why are they going to the mat on this? Because they feel unconstrained by the court system. And if a court system has to interrogate every factual representation made by a government lawyer in its courtrooms, if it cannot rely on government actors, on an executive branch administration, in good faith, trying to comply with its orders, we have chaos. Our government stops working. Can you imagine a court having to engage in effectively factual discovery and requiring proof of the most essential factual representations made to it by government officials? What? What happens if Marco Rubio signs an affidavit that gets put before Judge Innes in Mr. Garcia's case that says we can't do anything? And it just says that, sign Marco Rubio, now go kick rocks, federal court. Supreme Court, what are you going to do about that? Georgetown University law professor Stephen Vladek has said this, quote, the alarming possibility that this Supreme Court is not, in fact, ready to accept how profound a threat the Trump administration poses to the rule of law, not because the court is upholding what the government is doing. They've been ruling against the Trump administration nearly daily. The Supreme Court, yes, they get due process. This was illegal. You get my drift. Not because the court is upholding what the government is doing, but because a majority of the justices are willing to let the government win on procedural technicalities in contexts where the real world costs are increasingly severe. The deprivation of due process to hundreds of people, a man for now over a month, has been sitting in one of the most inhumane prisons in the world, and the world's self-proclaimed greatest negotiator can't do a damn thing about it? these costs are mounting. If you're listening and you're an American, how high do the costs need to get before you say in word and deed and vote to Donald Trump and the folks in his administration that this isn't good enough? The Supreme Court has done nothing to support Judges Innes and Boasberg, who continue to get hammered daily by government officials when they are simply trying to find out if what the government is saying, one, get information from the government and then find out if it's true, because they can't trust Donald Trump's DOJ lawyers anymore. Justice Sotomayor closed her separate statement accompanying last night's ruling on Mr. Garcia's statement by suggesting this. In the proceedings on remand back to the district court, the district court should continue to ensure that the government lives up to its obligations to follow the law. Maybe her colleagues on the Supreme Court should do the damn same thing. How long does the Supreme Court permit the Trump administration to lie, to obfuscate, and to undermine the most fundamental right in a democracy, the right to be heard, to object to your freedom being taken away by the government? When do they say, you are not worthy of trust? When does the cost become too great? Are we all Judases? Meaning, unless I can touch it, unless it affects me, unless I can feel it and see it and taste it, I'm not going to care? Are we that selfish? I think we're better than that, Wisconsin. In fact, I know we're better than that. We come back. I'm going to try to take your calls really quickly. Then we're going to bring on our guest, Jacob Vanderplas. So Jack from Merrimack, Charles from Milwaukee, and the folks that have texted, I will take care of that. I want to hear from you. Then we'll introduce our guest, Mr. Vanderplas, to talk about the Door County Farm for Vets. Hopefully talk about some good things that are happening here in Wisconsin. Keep it locked, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network.